RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listener, welcome to English Bulletin program of a Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesia Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today, listener. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. President Joko Widodo ensures food stocks safe until May 2017. After Paris' uphill battle to phase out coal. Now the news in details. President Joko Widodo said that although Indonesia is facing the rainy season, but it does not make national food stock constraint. The government, according to the president, had anticipated much earlier by setting up food stocks to meet the needs of people. This was said by President Joko Widodo after giving a briefing to 3,500 soldiers on the parade ground of the Strategic Reserve Command headquarters of the 1st Infantry Divisions of the Army in Cilodong, Depok, West Java on Wednesday. The president explained, all countries are facing disasters. However, the food stocks of Indonesia is safe until May 2017. President Joko Widodo emphasized that the rainy season every year brings blessing to the farmer. They could have harvest twice instead of once a year, said the president. Countries that reach a landmark agreement to reduce emissions during the COP21 Paris climate meeting have stumbled in their efforts to translate their pledge into action on phasing out coal from their energy platforms. As Indonesia, the world's fifth largest coal producer, continues to struggle in dealing with land and forest fires, it has expressed its commitment to reduce its dependence on coal in its first nationally defined contribution NDC reported to the COP21. Indonesia has renewed its commitment on the COP22 Marrakesh Climate Summit. The reduction scheme is already stipulated in Indonesia's energy strategy. Indonesia is looking for technological support to aid the reduction, said Indonesian Environment and Forestry Minister Siti Nurbaya Bakar in Climate Change Conference COP22 in Marrakesh, Morocco. As of Tuesday, 109 of the 197 countries had ratified the agreement, hampering the first meeting at the parties to the Paris Agreement CMA1. Indonesia's Special Envoy for Climate Change Rahmat Witular said, the country would remain committed even if the developed countries lag in their commitments. After weeks of investigations, the National Police have named incumbent Jakarta Governor Basuki Cahayapurnama a suspect in a blasphemy case. The police said they made the decision after learning the outcome of a case screening on Tuesday regarding allegations against Basuki. Although there are different opinions among police investigators, most agree that the case should be settled in an open trial. The head of the National Police Criminal Investigation Department, Ari Dono, said in a press conference on Wednesday. Ari said the police had also barred Ahok from traveling overseas but did not mention whether they would detain him during the case investigation. Basuki sparked uproar among Muslim groups after he made a comment on verses in the Quran during a visit to Thousand Islands Regency in late September. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Investment Coordinating Board, BKPM, has identified the South Korean company's intent to invest in pharmaceutical industry worth $127 million. The intent was conveyed in a meeting with South Korean steel manufacturer Pohang Iron and steel company POSCO and its customers in Songdo, Incheon, South Korea, recently, Business Indonesia reported. In the event titled POSCO Global Early Vendor Involvement EVI Forum 2016, BKPM Chief Thomas Lembong was present as a special guest. The company engaging in manufacture industry has expressed its plan to expand its business to derivative products. Thomas said on worries that cheap Chinese products might flood the market, they will certainly examine the import controls of such products, as similar products are already available in Indonesia. He explained that President Joko Widodo and Vice President Yusuf Kalla have put manufacturing industry as one of the top priority, which could give significant added value to the national economy. Indonesia's halal products such as coffee, chocolate, spices, instant noodles, as well as Muslim fashion and accessories have attracted professional buyers and travel agents at the Expo Halal Spain 2016 in Madrid. Indonesia's ambassador to Spain, Yuli Mumpuni Widarso, has said Indonesia participated in Expo Halal Spain 2016 to introduce the Indonesian businesses, especially those selling halal products, to the European and North African markets. The ambassador informed this in a statement received by Antara recently. The ambassador stated that Spain is very strategically located in the south of Europe and adjacent to the North African region, which is mostly populated by Muslims. Indonesia's halal lifestyle CEO, Sabta Nirwandar, has invited the Expo Halal Spain 2016 participants to participate in the Indonesian International Halal Lifestyle Expo and Conference 2017 to be held in Jakarta in October. He observed that the halal lifestyle is very interesting and will emerge as a top trend in several sectors such as food, banking, financial services, health, fashion, education, media, and tourism. The global halal product consumption in 2018 is predicted to reach about $1.63 trillion, accounting for 17.4% of the world's total consumption. Indonesia's export value reached $12.68 billion as of October, indicating a 0.88% increase compared to September. Soeharyanto, head of the Central Bureau of Statistics, said in Jakarta on Tuesday that compared to October 2015, there is a 4.60% increase. In nominal terms, the entire non-oil and gas export for October reached $11.65 billion, which is a 1.22% increase from the previous month. Compared to the same period last year, the increase is calculated to be at 8.43%. Meanwhile, according to the origins of commodities, Indonesia's export from January to October mostly came from West Java with $21.6 billion, which makes 21.06% of the total export number, followed by East Java with $15.34 billion, indicating a 13.10% increase, and East Kalimantan with $11.2 billion, which is a 9.57% increase. Last item. After last year's absence, the 2016 Indonesia Open Golf Tournament is set to kick off on Thursday, with the support of the state-owned Bank Rakyat Indonesia and Tokyo-based payment service company GCB. The Indonesia Open is sanctioned by the Asian Tour, a regional body for professional golf, and recognized by the International Federations of PGA Tours. The four-day tournament, which will take place at Pondok Indah Golf Course in South Jakarta, will see both local and some of Asia's best golfers competing for $300,000 in prize money. Indonesian golfer Dani Masrin explained that the sport has become more popular in the country after several recent local tournaments. He finished in 15th place in the 2014 Indonesia Open. The Indonesian Open is considered one of Asia's most prestigious tournaments, with top golfers such as Thailand's Tawarn Wirachan, Tongchai Jaiti, and Ireland's Padraig Harrington having won the top spot previously. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with commentary entitled Unrest in the Democratic Republic of Congo. In the next 1 month, Precisely on December 19, 2016, President of Democratic Republic of Congo, Joseph Kabila, will terminate its office. However, Kabila refuses to resign from his post before the general election is held. The problem is, the implementation of the election is postponed until April 2018 because of issue on the slow registration. This has become the reason why the opposition party in the Democratic Republic of Congo launched protests against Kabila. They accuse Kabila in manipulating the registration process to keep himself in power in a country that once was known as Zaire. Kabila himself has said he would continue to be in the office until the election implementation. The unrest has made the United Nations Security Council, or UNSC, United Nations, deploy some of its diplomats from the UN Security Council members who visited Congo last weekend. The UN Security Council urges the Kabila government to create a peaceful power transition. UN Security Council team seeks to overcome the impasse regarding the tenure of President Kabila and prevent major unrest when the office ends. Last September, 50 people lost their lives because of this turmoil. The opposition action against Kabila has been in progress since he took power in the Democratic Republic of Congo since 2001. The opposition has accused Kabila wanted to amend the legislation to maintain his power up to 3 periods. A senator whose party supporting Kabila, Leonard Shioki Tundu, seeks to convince that Kabila would not do anything which contradict the law. The UN Security Council members did not fully agree with Kabila's effort to amend the law and told Kabila not to leave office until the election is implemented. Some UN member states are worried about the unrest in Congo if the crisis is not resolved. Millions of people in the country died as a result of the conflict between 1998 and 2003. We do not expect the prolonged crisis in the Democratic Republic of Congo. If Indonesia is elected as one of the permanent members of the UN Security Council, it is time for Indonesia to contribute to the completion of one of the chronic problems in Africa. Listener, that was commentary for today. I'm Dino Graha. Thank you for listening.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, welcome back to Today in History. Now we start from an event on November 16, 1904. John Fleming created vacuum tubes. John Ambrose Fleming was a well-known electrical engineering and British physicist. Fleming had been a lecturer at several universities, including University of Cambridge, University of Nottingham, and University College London. In 1892, Fleming presented an important paper on the theory of electrical transformers to the Institution of Electrical Engineers, namely Electrical Engineers Institution in London. In 1904, Fleming invented and patented vacuum tubes transformers of dual electroda, namely oscillations valve. This discovery is often called to as the origin of electronics because it was the first vacuum tubes. In the fields of electronics, a vacuum tube is usually used to amplify the signal. Now we come to another event on November 16, 1946. An American expert of meteorology, Dr. Vincent Schaeffer, for the first time created artificial rain. Dr. Vincent, who was assisted by an American chemist, Irving Langmuir, succeeded to create artificial rain. The rain-making process was done by spreading the carbonic gas in the air. Artificial rain is usually used in areas with low rainfall. Although artificial rain has been found, it cannot be used widely in areas with low rainfall, given the cost of production is relatively large. We conclude with an event on November 16, 2002, where SARS disease was recorded for the first time in Guangdong, China. Severe acute respiratory syndrome, or SARS, is a type of pneumonia which is one of the diseases of the respiratory system. About 10% of SARS patients died. After China closing the news of SARS outbreak, both internally and internationally, SARS spread rapidly. reaching neighboring Hong Kong and Vietnam in late February 2003, then two other countries through the International Traveler. The case of this epidemic occurred in June 2003. In that outbreak, 8,000 more cases arise that killed 774 people. Listener, that was Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumawat.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Voy Green entitled The Government is to Build Infrastructure in Four Lakes in Bali in 2017. So stay tuned. The Indonesian Ministry of Public Works and Housing in 2017 will allocate 600 billion rupiah for the maintenance of Four Lakes in Bali, which is also a tourism destination. The Four Lakes are Lake Batur, Lake Beratan, Lake Buyan, and Lake Tamblingan. It was said by the head of Bali Penida River Basin, Ketut Jayada, when met on the sidelines of the 16th World Lake Conference in Bali on November 10. This year, Bali held the 16th World Lake Conference from 8 to 10 November. The conference was attended by participants from around 30 countries in the world and representatives from various provinces in Indonesia, academicians, investigators, and NGOs. Ketut Jayada said, earlier over the years, the projects done at the Four Lakes were in the form of operation and maintaining the lakes by cleaning hyacin and removing sediment. The design was implemented in 2016 and it is expected in 2017 it can start physical construction. It is considered important because based on the results of studies, there has been large silting in all four lakes, namely around 1,500 cubic feet per year of sediment. Ketut pointed out, based on the results of identification, sedimentation in Batu Lake is, firstly, because by the exploitations of excavation sea, but this time its activities have been stopped because the local government and police have banned the activity. The second problem is at the edge of Lake Batur, there have been many settlements. Therefore, Ketut views that it is important to establish the demarcation line with the physical efforts that marks the boundary between the lake with the public land so that there will no annexation. The third problem is the existence of floating net cages, which greatly affect the quality of the lake water. He said a few years ago there were sporadic dead fish which showed the very bad water quality. Ketut Jayada said he has held a dialogue with the community around Lake Batur how to establish zoning so that the whole lake area will not be used to become floating net. Lake Batur is one of the 15 priority lakes set out in the National Medium-Term Development Plan. Ketut said one reason for choosing the lake to become the national priority because of its uniqueness, which is the largest volcanic lake in Bali. In addition, UNESCO has decided Lake Batur as a geopark. Listener, that was Voy Green. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back, listener. Here is news in brief. President Joko Widodo said that although Indonesia is facing the rainy season, but it does not make national food stock constrained. Countries that reach a landmark agreement to reduce emissions during the COP21 Paris climate meeting have stumbled in their efforts to translate their pledge into action on phasing out coal from their energy platform. After weeks of investigations, the national police have named incumbent Jakarta Governor Basuki Cahayapurnama a suspect in a blasphemy case. The Investment Coordinating Board BKPM has identified a South Korean company's intent to invest in pharmaceutical industry worth $127 million. Indonesia's halal products such as coffee, chocolate, spices, instant noodles, as well as Muslim fashions and accessories have attracted professional buyers and travel agents at the Expo Halal Spain 2016 in Madrid. Indonesia's export value reached $12.68 billion as of October, indicating a 0.88% increase compared to September. After last year's absence, the 2016 Indonesia Open Golf Tournament is set to kick off on Thursday with the support of state-owned Bank Rakyat Indonesia and Tokyo-based payment service company GCB. Listener, that was News in Brief, our RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 95 to 5 kHz. You can also listen to our audio streaming at english.rriworldservice.com. Listener, our next segment is Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener. It is nice to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, fine art, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to snack from East Java. Stay tuned. Listener, to eat snack in between eating's time is important to add energy and also nutrient. Snack can be like biscuit, fruit, or cake. Indonesia has various traditional snacks. One of them is lepet jagung, typical food from Gresik East Java. Its form is like lepet or timus, namely food which is made from grated cassava mixed with grated coconut and palm sugar. Then it's wrapped with banana leaves and steam in several minutes. If lepet jagung is made from grated coconut and corn and wrapped by young corn husks, sweet and savory taste mix become one. Lepet jagung is tastier if it is enjoyed with hot tea or coffee. Wrapped from corn husks makes form of this snack unique. Sweet snack is made from corn seed which has been pounded or shredded, then mixed with flour, sugar, vanilla, and grated coconut. Afterwards, the dough is put 1 or 2 spoonful on a piece of young corn husk until the dough runs out, then steam around 30 minutes. After being cooked, corn husks will become yellow and wrinkled. In order the lepet jagung still looks beautiful, corn husk wrapper can be replaced with corn husk inside, which is dipped briefly into boiling water. Listener, behind its delicacy, lepet jagung contains a lot of nutrients such as carbohydrates, protein, calcium, phosphorus, and vitamin B1. Lepet jagung also contains fiber which is useful to help maintain healthy digestion, prevent constipation of the risk of colorectal cancer, while the content of B vitamins, especially thiamine and niacin in it, serves to maintain the health of the nervous system and prevent malnutrition. The calorie content in it is quite a lot, so it can provide additional energy for activity. This means that to occasionally enjoy this traditional snack for breakfast does not bring about negative effect. Lepet jagung is ready to provide extra energy and nutrients. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring lepet jagung. Thank you for listening, and sampai jumpa.
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today, we feature a topic entitled Hobby, which in English means hobby. Stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say them slowly and you can repeat after me. Hobby. Hobby, which means hobby. Akhir pekan. Akhir pekan, which means weekend. Suka. Suka. To like. Olahraga. Olahraga. Sport. Nonton TV. Nonton TV. To watch television or TV. Memancing ikan. Memancing ikan. To fish. Menyanyi. Menyanyi. To sing. Menari. Menari. To dance. Mendengarkan musik klasik. Mendengarkan musik klasik. To listen classical music. Film. Film. Film or movie. Nanti malam. Nanti malam. Tonight. Bersama. Bersama. Together. Jam berapa. Jam berapa. What time. Jam 7 malam. Jam 7 malam. 7 p.m. Listener, now we give you an example of conversation entitled hobby, or in English means hobby. The conversation is between A. Dano and B. Lina. I'll say the sentence twice slowly, and you can repeat after me. A. Danu. Apa yang suka kamu lakukan di saat akhir pekan? Apa yang suka kamu lakukan di saat akhir pekan? Which means, what do you usually do at the weekend? B. Lina. Aku suka berolahraga, menonton TV, dan memancing ikan. Kalau kamu? Aku suka berolahraga, menonton TV, dan memancing ikan. Kalau kamu? Usually I do sport, watching TV and fishing. How about you? A. Danu. Aku suka menyanyi, menari, dan mendengarkan musik klasik. Aku suka menyanyi, menari, dan mendengarkan musik klasik. I like singing, dancing, and listen the classical music. B. Lina. Apakah kamu suka nonton film? Apakah kamu suka nonton film? Do you like to watch film? A. Danu. Suka. Suka. Yes, I do. B. Lina. Kalau begitu, bagaimana kalau nanti malam kita menonton bersama? Kalau begitu, bagaimana kalau nanti malam kita menonton bersama? Well, why don't we watch movie together tonight? A. Danu. Baik, jam berapa? Baik, jam berapa? Okay, at what time? B. Lina. Jam 7 malam. Jam 7 malam. At 7 p.m. A. Danu. Baik, aku tunggu kamu di rumah. Baik, aku tunggu kamu di rumah. Alright, I wait for you at home. That was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. listener, hopefully it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thank you for your attention. See you again next week and sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, we'll introduce an Indonesian pop singer who also known as one of Indonesian diva, namely Ruth Sahanaya or Utek. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Kaulah Segalanya by Ruth Sahanaya. Happy listening.
Mungkin hanya
Listeners, you've just listened to the song Kaulah Segalanya. Together with her two colleagues, Chris Dayanti and Titi DJ, Ruth Sahanaya form as the Three Diva. The name is very appropriate for them because the three famous singers have outstanding capability in the field of singing. Likewise, their songs are very popular in the country, even abroad. The relationship between Ute with Chris Dayanti and Titi DJ in the Three Diva brings more experience in her singing career. Ute, who is Ambon Bleed, since adolescence has often appeared to sing. She began her career in the Indonesian music industry in 1987 when she launched her first album entitled Kasih and sold out in the market. The name of Ruth Sahanaya or Ute more well known when she launched the song Kaulah Segalanya or You Are My Everything. Ute not only succeed in selling albums, but also achieved a lot of title in various festivals. Some festivals have been followed by Ute, included Midnight Sun Song Festival in Finland in 1992, received the title of Grand Prix winner, and became a guest vocalist in the concert of Mario Frangoli in Herod Atticus Acropolis, Athens, or Greece, on October 5 to 6, 2002, and she also performed in a duet with Mario's slow song Naturaleza Muerta. Ute also has a duet with Phil Perry in the East-West Collaboration in Peace event at Garuda Wisnu Kencana, Jimbaran, Bali, in December 2002. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Astaga by Ruth Sahanaya. Happy listening. Listener, the song that you've just listened entitled Astaga by Ruth Sahanaya, Utek. The song is proven that Utek is not only succeeded in a medium slow beat, but she also favored in a rapid and dynamic music. Utek has held large concerts several times, such as the 25th anniversary concert in 2011. Well, listener, to conclude our segment of Music Corner for today, let's listen to the last song entitled Bawalah Daku Pergi by Ruth Sahanaya. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Yeah. bertemu. Terbayang senyum indah di matamu. Kau berikan tatapan cinta untukku. Jatuh cinta, ku jatuh cinta. Rindu terasa mengancam dadaku. Saat kau selalu hadir di mimpiku. Hati jiwaku selalu memanggilmu. Kasihku, ku cinta kau, ku cinta kau. Hanya kamu di hatiku. Takkan pernah kan terganti. Sampai kau jadi milikku. Saat kau selalu hadir di mimpiku. Hati jiwaku selalu memanggilmu. Kau kasihku. Ku cinta kau, ku cinta kau. Hanya kamu di hatiku. Takkan pernah kan terganti. Sampai kau jadi milikku. Pertama bertemu, ku jatuh cinta.
Kamu wanita,
kau kenapa menjadi malu-malu?
Aku lelaki yang sangat normal.
Kau kenapa menjadi ragu-ragu?
Aku wanita butuh kasih sayang.
Panas, panas aku cepatnya panas, panas cintamu. Panas, panas otakku menjadi jadi sangat puas.
Kau kamu tambah lama tambah manis. Kau kamu tambah lama tambah lucu.
Padahal dulu kamu biasa aja. Padahal dulu aku biasa aja.
Kau sekarang hatiku deg-degan.
Kau sekarang jadinya salah juga. Setiap kamu ada di depanku. Setiap kamu ada di depanku.
Panas, panas aku cepatkan. Panas, panas cintamu. Panas, panas otakku menjadi. Jadi sangat puas.
Aku bukan manusia yang penuh dosa. Tapi aku juga bukan manusia yang suci.
juga bukan manusia yang suci. Aku hanya seorang manusia, aku juga bukanlah seorang mereka.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.